Hi folks, on VI Talk. It's Contrary Tan here. I just thought I'd contribute on a braille discussion. Just because, I did post the article, obviously, but I want to post from a personal perspective here. Sharing you my background here. When I was young, I didn't learn braille until I was 13. The school I went to at the time didn't think I would need to learn it. And then when I was 13, I moved to a new school, and this particular school decided that I should learn Braille, but every child who went there learnt Braille. It was a very wise decision because eventually I was diagnosed with infantile glaucoma at the age of 23. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I learnt Braille for several reasons. One is just being able to use it. It's another tool. I was able to read at night when the lights are off. from a funny perspective, also I was able to communicate with my blind friends. And you know, recently I wrote a card in Braille for a friend of mine whose birthday it was, and I think they were pretty touched by it because I went to the effort of doing that. It's not really, I don't use Braille anymore, really, as a whole. But that doesn't mean to say that if I needed to use it, I wouldn't use it, because I would. I'd love to have the option of using it more than I do, in a more easy-to-use format. Even if, for instance, I had an electronic use of doing so. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because I like the option of being able to use print while I can. And I think it's just a very good thing to have as a background, because if I did ever lose my sight completely, I would really be grateful having that I've known that I've learned it. And I think it should be encouraged at any VI school. Every child who's VI should learn Braille, in my opinion, because of the potential of that sight being deteriorating, because there was no way they wouldn't, in the first school, they would have thought that my sight would get any worse in any way. Now, it hasn't really got any worse, it's only deteriorated slightly, as far as I'm aware. And I am registered blind anyway. So, in the event, it was wise that I learned it, I think. And the same thing could happen to other people. It happened to me that people use a sight could go. And I know a friend of mine who recently sight has suddenly deteriorated quite considerably as a result of glaucoma, which is something that's not very well spotted even amongst the eyes. That's another subject entirely. But fortunately they knew Braille as well, so it wasn't detrimental to them. I haven't heard everybody else's comments as yet, but I will do next week and report back on my thoughts, you know, regarding the comments that have been made. And I think it's great that this discussion has started, and I think it's an important topic for those OVIs. I also feel that to a certain degree, in an ideal world, everybody has some basic understanding of Braille, even if it's just grade one Braille. Just because, you know, somebody's sight could deteriorate overnight and they have nothing to latch on to. No, okay, everybody else says, oh, it's audio books and things like that, but they're very expensive. But, you know, just for many, many reasons, you know, it would just be very little. Thank God I learnt that. But, I mean, for me, I'm so grateful I learnt Braille, because it's a backup. So, there you go. I mean, those are my thoughts for now. And I'm sure the conversation will continue on the topic, and I'm look forward to commenting next week, you know, seeing all the other thoughts that people have about the topic, and getting back to people. And what I'm so sad about is the fact that people sort of dismiss Braille, oh, it's going out of fashion, blah blah blah, because of modern technology. But modern technology can break down, as I know. Because my laptop needs re-sorting out. But also, you know, it's just it's just wrong that people sort of think, oh, dismiss Braille because everybody's using print now. Well, there's going to be blind people who are blind from birth and throughout their life and will never really understand print in the way that, you know, somebody who's sighted possibly can in the same way. And Braille is a great tool for that. But at the same time, it's worth knowing Braille, worth knowing print to be able to communicate with a sighted world. That I think Braille still has its uses today, and I don't see why people should really get rid of it. I've got a friend who's on, I think it's the UEB Council, who chairs, I think they chair it, I don't know if they chair it or they have some involvement with it, but yeah, and they very much support Braille, use of Braille, and that's that. Well, I'll finish now and listen to everybody else's booze soon and get back to you on my thoughts. Bye for now.